Therefore, take up the whole armor of God. Withstand in the evil day. And having done all, to stand. Stand, therefore, having girded your waist with truth. Having put on the breastplate of righteousness. And having shod your feet with the preparation of the gospel of peace. Good. So I want to develop this a little more on these pieces of armor. Let's start with 14. Stand, or set yourself, therefore, having girded it, having encircled your waist, your loins, your genitals, because it was a whole protection of the waist underneath and around, with truth, with God's truth. And if you remember when we were studying on that, the belief system back in Paul's day was that that area of our body is where we get our strength. And so we get strong through God's truth, okay? And then having put on the breastplate of righteousness, and if you remember, Christ has applied his righteousness to us. We have righteousness. God sees us with the armor on, not the armor off. And we have his righteousness. And so we are to imitate that righteousness. As Paul said, therefore, be imitators of God as dear children. And he wants us to imitate him and his righteousness. Then we get to verse 15. And that's our verse for this morning. And it says, and having shod, having tied down your feet. Now, it's real interesting because I did quite a bit of study on this, and come to find out the phrase means, as well as, you know, tying on your shoe, it means to study at the feet of a teacher. Now, in that day, it meant studying with the rabbi, and he would collect disciples and talk to them until they became rabbis or teachers. And so when it says having shod your feet, it means that you are to study with the teacher and learn the word of God. And then he says, and having shod your feet with the preparation, it means a condition of a person prepared for readiness, ready to go. You have the answers, you know the word of God. And so he says, with the preparation of the gospel. So we need to be prepared with the word of God. And that is the gospel of peace. Now, just so you understand, when you know God's word, there is a huge peace, is there not? When you don't know it, you have insecurities. It's not very easy to have peace. But first of all, we have peace with God, period. Then we have peace in the world. Two different things, okay? So I want to just give you some thoughts from this study, and you might even want to get on the back of your bulletin and write these down so you can think about them. What I believe Paul is helping us to understand here with the gospel piece is this. First, a person accepting Christ as Savior, right? That's the first step. The second one is being assured of their salvation. In other words, a lot of people accept Christ but then think they're all going to lose it all the time. No, that's not true. Then third, our standing, our spiritual blessings. When you read Ephesians and Colossians, we have all these spiritual blessings and benefits that God's given to us because we're his children. And then four, fearing nothing from God because we have the gospel of peace. Peace and fear are opposites. And so we fear nothing from God because he's our Father. He's our Abba, so to speak. That was the word they used back then, meant daddy. And we fear nothing because we have the good news of his peace. And five, being content with our earthly position, whatever it is, to be content. And then six, knowing God's worth. 2 Timothy 2:15, study to show thyself approved to God, a workman that does not need to be ashamed, rightly dividing the word of truth. So is that how you feel right now? Do you feel those things in your life? You can kind of measure it and think. See, accepted, assured, spiritual benefits, non-fearing, content, and knowing God's word. There is an incredible peace in knowing God's word because it brings peace in our lives, not anxiety. What did Paul tell Timothy? For I'm not giving you the spirit of fear, but of power, love, and of a sound mind. And the benefit comes when we have deeply learned the words, plural, of God. We always say the word of God, meaning the Bible, but we want to know his words, don't we? We want those rumbling around in our heart. When Satan attacks, then we have those words of God that we can fight with. In fact, when we study the sword coming up, the word of God is one of our offensive weapons. We can fight the battle as we stand with the word of God. But you have to know it and learn it. So Peter gives this optimal vision for our feet. And I'm going to read it in the New International Version. Always be prepared to give an answer to anyone who asks you to give the reason for the hope that you have. In other words, the hope that we have, we give them a good reason. Why? All right, so first, we are to be prepared in readiness with the answer, using God's words, his good news, and knowing those answers to the questions that people have. And people have questions about God, and there's only probably about 20 of them. Over the years, it's been very easy to answer because there's about 20, maybe at the most 25 questions that people ask, okay? And so let me illustrate this with you. Maybe somebody comes along and says to me or you, does God really, truly love me? That's the question. Does God really, truly love me? What would your answer be? Yes or no? Yes. Yes. Okay. So, can you give me a verse? Okay, a few of you can give a verse. The rest of them got it from a hot-haired preacher at Harvest, right? Do you think I know the answer? Yeah. What if I responded when somebody asked me, does God truly love me? And I go, well, you know, I'm not sure. I don't know where to find that in the Bible. I know it's there somewhere. What would your first thought be? You're a preacher and you don't know, right? Well, you should know too, right? It isn't just the preacher that needs to know this. That's good for me, and I struggle through my life. You struggle for your life. You need to know God's word in your life. And so, someone yell out a verse real loud for God's love.
John 3:16.
Huh?
John 3:16.
Good, John 3:16. For God so loved the world. That's pretty clear, isn't it? Yeah. Or how about this? But God, who is rich in mercy because of his great love with which he loved us. Ephesians 2:4. Or behold, what manner of love the Father has bestowed on us that we should be called the children of God. 1 John 3:1. We love him because he... Okay, a lot of you went to Christian school. We love him because he first loved us, 1 John 4:19. So Paul says, having shod your feet with the preparation of the gospel of peace, and the preparation there means to be in a state of readiness and action with the gospel of peace. So let's just think about this for a minute. I want to go all the way back to sharing the gospel. And we're going to go to Romans chapter 10, verse 14. You can turn there if you want. It will be up here. Okay. How then shall they call on him in whom they have not believed? And how shall they believe in him of whom they have not heard? And how shall they hear without a preacher? Now, I scratched that out up there because it makes it sound like I'm the only one that's supposed to do that, right? And that's not what it... they made it into a noun. It's actually not a noun. Let me just rephrase that. And how shall they hear without announcing it? And how shall they announce unless they are sent? As it is written. Now, I want you to hear this, folks, because it's important. How beautiful are the feet of those who announce the gospel of peace. How beautiful are the feet. Now, I want you to think about that for a minute. God looks down and goes, man, does he have nice feet? And why? Because he's announcing the good news. How beautiful are the feet of those who preach or announce the gospel of peace, who bring glad tidings of good things. But they have not obeyed the gospel. For Isaiah says, oh Lord, who has believed our report? And this is, Christian, where we can get goofed up. Because we want to tell them about the gospel. We're even scared about telling them the gospel, right? Is that true? Yeah. We're a little nervous about it. And then we think, well, what if they don't believe? Or what if I goof them up? Or, you have all these things going through your head. That's not the point. The point is we're to share the gospel. But listen, not all accept what you say. That's a given. Not all accept what you say. Many reject. And we have to embrace the fact and not be discouraged about it, because some people don't care about God and don't want to hear it. And you know, because you got them in your families or extended families or friends. And even though the Holy Spirit challenges them in their heart, they still say no. Now, I shared the gospel with one gentleman, and after asking him a few questions about what he believed about salvation, he answered and said, well, salvation means that I get saved because of what I do right. So I asked him a question. If what you're believing wasn't true, would you want to know? And he said, wait a minute, you're manipulating me. And I said, no, I don't think I'm manipulating. I just know that what you are believing isn't what God says. And would you like to know what God says about that? He said, no, because it's a pretty big subject and I'd have to think about it for a long time and I don't want to think about it, so no, I don't want to hear it. I said, okay, great. And he said, what do you mean, oh, great? I said, well, if you don't want to hear it, then that's fine. I'm not going to take the personal rejection, right? People will reject the gospel, but people will also come to know Christ. And here's what Jesus says about that. Now, and you need to hear this. He who hears you, hears me. He who rejects you, rejects me. And he who rejects me, rejects him who sent me. So we aren't being rejected when we share the faith. They're rejecting God. So Paul concludes rightly, so then faith comes by hearing, and hearing by the word of God. So let me put it this way so we could draw it home. Beautiful are the feet of Bob and Lindsay and Linda and Emma and Joan and Tricia and Robbie and John. You put your name in there. Okay? And we're going to say this together. I'm going to say, how beautiful are the feet of, and you put your name in there. All right? How beautiful are the feet of who is the gospel of peace. Do you hear yourself this morning? How beautiful are your feet because you announce, you teach, you counsel, you mentor, you worship. You share the gospel of peace. And think about this for a moment. Paul is handcuffed or locked up or chained to soldiers both day and night as he writes Ephesians chapter 6. He's looking at their armor and he looks at their breastplate. He looks at their belt of truth. he looks at their feet, and in the feet there were ankle guards and guards over the feet. You usually see them in sandals. That's Hollywood. Okay? They were totally prepared. And I got to thinking about that, and I thought how easy it would be to dismantle a person if you stomped on their foot, right? Or stabbed their foot. But all those pieces are for protection. The protection for us as we hear the world. And don't we hear that world crying out to us? This is really the way you should do it. It's not what God says. We have a better philosophy that you just need to listen and follow what I say. And it's like, no, no. We're prepared with the gospel. I'm not going to listen to that. But we have peace knowing the gospel. When we know it, and we can find it, and we can recite it. You know, I want to kind of close with this biography that I read on John Wesley. Now, John Wesley is the person, him and Charles, his brother, started the Methodist movement, okay? And when I was reading this biography, it said that he was searching for peace in his life. He was a Christian, he knew it, but he just had no peace in his life. And he searched, he finally sailed from England and went to America to listen to some of the preachers in America to see if they could help him find peace. He talked to some. Finally, he couldn't find it in America, and he went back to England again. And one particular day, they were totally weary. He and his brother Charles Wesley, both seeking God's peace that the Bible told about. So Wesley had been all over England preaching faith, but not having peace. And in his most discouraging time, he got to the place where he was physically sick and depressed because he just couldn't find this peace. And somebody read to him Martin Luther's Introduction to Romans, where he found out that salvation was a free gift of God. And when he heard that, instantly his heart changed and he started getting better and he experienced peace for the first time in his life. It was there in the scripture. He didn't see it. He didn't know it. John Wesley had the gospel in his hand. He was preaching it every week, but he wasn't listening to the scriptures. And when he got it, he found peace in his life because salvation is by grace alone. Amen? So this morning, you have a simple gospel, and you know that maybe you've come and you've only been here at Harvest once. You're going to hear that gospel piece that changed John Wesley's life and other people's life, my own life. We are so blessed to have printing presses and our own Bibles, and now we don't even need the printing presses, do we? We have our mobile phones and our computers, and we can listen and we can learn and we can research more than any time in history. We can find out what it all means. Our protection, folks, is knowing God's word. As Paul said, study, be diligent to show ourselves approved to God that does not need to be ashamed. Why would we be ashamed? Because people ask a question, we don't know the word of God. A workman that does not need to be ashamed, rightly dividing the word of truth, 2 Timothy 2:15. Are we not blessed? It took John Wesley 20 years to come to the place that he found peace, and you can find it in one Sunday. And if you haven't received that gift of salvation, as I finish here, I am going to share that message with you, and you can consider it. And you can do one of two things, accept it or reject it. But the Holy Spirit is going to work on your heart, I can guarantee, because the Bible says so.